Hello, this is Tawami. It is the 18th of November and it's a Thursday and this is my audio boo. Yes, I'm multitasking audio boo again. Sorry about all the background noise. I've got stuff on the stove, the washing machine's going and various other background noises. I hope it isn't too noisy. Dinner tonight. What's that? Dinner boo. It's pork chops, mashed potato gravy, steamed veg. Apple sauce. What are you having for dinner? I'd like to know. Yes, good boo from Simon Toon, though I have to confess to being a little intrigued. Maybe he should rename it Cryptic Boo. I feel there's some backstory there which you aren't able to share with a Simon, but yes, very intrigued indeed. Unlike my previous assessment yesterday that my current scene wouldn't need much in the way of rewriting, I have found that I spoke too soon and I've pretty much stalled on that and have instead spent the day watching old episodes of Alias. Not terribly productive, but I can still pretend it's research because main female lead, the main protagonist, strong female, and that's the work I'm doing, so maybe I'll get some ideas and help jog me out of my meh-ness about this book. Quick plea, has anyone got any vague medical knowledge? I need to have a doctor come in and give something that sounds medical and official, and basically it's a cover-up. General premise is somebody's been in a car crash, they critical in hospital, they've had to have an operation for some reason, a brain surgery for some reason, something connected with a car crash, but it's actually a cover for something else that I need it to sound medically jargony and believable when presented to a family member. So if anyone can help me out with that with a bit of research. I've vaguely half-assed Googled stuff. I've not really had the hit the gold mine in terms of exactly what I want to say. So, yeah, if anyone can help me out, that would be really handy. I'm also getting stuck with a dream sequence, and I don't want to be all sort of, oh, look, everything's a dream. So I just want some weird stuff in a dream. I'm still trying to ponder how to write that bit. So yes, I think because I'm getting stuck and thinking about details, then I have completely given up and taken a day off just to sort of ruminate. But I'm going to have to stop there because dinner's almost ready and I didn't want to leave today without a boo, but yeah, I've just generally not been in the right space for this last couple of days. So I thought I'd multitask boots, at least it was done, and I'll try and do a better sound quality one tomorrow. Anyway, so have a good evening, everybody. I think tonight might be a baby's night. Acrobat's had a bad day too, so yeah, I think it might be a drink and a sit down night and hope for sunny weather and better, better day. Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.